To go back to my opening statement, there is no question that the Bible in the New Testament commands Christians to obey by way of baptism. And I don't want to make any flimsy arguments. I don't want to give any of you any reason for not obeying what God says in His Word. And if you're using that, and you're using me, and I'm your champ tonight because you refuse to be baptized, then you're using me wrong. But that's different than saying that in the act of baptism, or that the act of baptism is necessary for justification, that any work is necessary for justification, as we'll look at tomorrow night, is to add to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the same, and the sole object of our faith from the Old Testament all the way through to the New and the book of Revelation, the sole object of our faith and belief, even in the midst of ignorance, and I've been in a lot of ignorance sometimes as a new believer, and I believe in a heavenly Father that pities His children, that He knows we are but flesh. And I've been ignorant of some real important things in the past. Perhaps it will sound to you like an argument of sentiment, but I do believe that there are true children of God throughout church history who, even if Pat is right, have been ignorant of the gospel and of justification as he defines it and as of baptism, who've had a sincere love for the Lord Jesus Christ and who have trusted in Him for the salvation from all of their sins and have trusted in an alien righteousness that is not their own. I believe that ordinarily baptism is the appropriate response. I do believe there are some who cannot physically be baptized. I do not believe they are beyond God's grace because salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone. And those kind of questions, I think, reveal what Pat's position is. Does someone have to confess with their mouth? Well, you better not witness to anybody who's aphonic, someone who cannot speak, because if they cannot confess with their mouth, they cannot be saved, and you're wasting your time. 1 Timothy 2, in childbearing, well, he qualifies it. Why doesn't he, like he urges me, take the plain meaning of the text? She shall be saved in childbearing. Why not take the plain meaning of the text? The same thing I'm doing, saying that that text is interpreted by the rest of Scripture. And the rest of Scripture, including Matthew, Mark 16, Acts 2, Acts 22, 1 Peter 3, and all the other passages we looked at, I've sought to demonstrate, perhaps not conclusively in your mind, or perhaps has cast a shadow of doubt to say, what does the Bible say specifically about how I, as a sinner, can not only have my sins forgiven, but to be told I am declared as righteous, not only of having now been forgiven of sins, but of having kept the whole law of God. In some of our discussions, part, if you could pull back the veil, it's not only baptism that is necessary in Pat's system for salvation, but it's everything in the Bible that applies to you. You cannot be justified and you will not be saved unless you have repented of every single one of your sins. And there is no room, and Pat has told me this, for any ignorance. If you die ignorant of a single sin, you are as damned as if you were never lost. And if that's not salvation by works, I don't know what it is. There's a lot here behind the veil that if God would grant us life, perhaps we'll get into some debates in the future to deal with some of these other issues. But you need to know that Pat's system is a package deal. Once you include one work, he can say that about every work. Well, obedience to this command and that command and that well, everything's by grace. He's going to say that justification is indeed by works. Works of grace. Upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, but once you crack that door open and move from the sole object of your faith being the person and work of Jesus Christ, you've cracked the door open to works righteousness. I don't think Pat believes that, but I believe his system teaches that. Again, I'm hopeful and encouraging that tomorrow, as I take a more positive stance and look at the Scripture in these things, that perhaps some of you will come back who are wrestling through the issue. Some of you have just been firmed up tonight. Pat really showed him, or Stephen really showed him. But my hope is, whatever your view of baptism is, whatever your view of these other things, that your sole object of faith is the person and the work of Jesus Christ plus and minus nothing. And if I'm in ignorance, and if Pat's in ignorance, or if anybody here is in sincere ignorance, there is grace and mercy. It's not a refusal to obey, but boy, we can sure be ignorant sometimes. May God grant us mercy in looking to His Son alone for salvation.